Welcome to VIP Arrangement Workflows Masterclass in Ableton Live 12. Using only stock packs and stock devices, this is advanced. This is arrangement focused, and it's all about drum and bass in the arrangement. U 170 to 176 BPM, rolling energy, and that crucial moment where drop 2 needs to feel like a serious upgrade, not just the same drop again. Let's set the mission clearly. A VIP, Varination in Production, isn't just a remix, and it's not just to add more layers. A real VIP is a strategic rearrangement. You keep the identity of the tune, but you refresh the impact, make it more DJ useful, and increase replay value without rebuilding your whole project from zero. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a DJ-friendly structure, an intro that actually mixes, a build that creates tension, drop one that stays close to the original, then a mid-section switch, and then drop two as the VIP where the contrast is undeniable. And we'll do it with repeatable workflows you can apply to any finished tune. Before we touch Ableton, I want you to adopt a mindset that will save you from over-editing, the VIP Delta. The VIP Delta is just three sentences about what must change in drop two. Only three. For example, drums go from a tight two-step to riding 16ths with more ghost snare density. Bass goes call and response with deliberate holes on snare hits. Structure includes a two-bar fake-out at the start of drop 2 and a halftime camino later. If you can't summarize your VIP in three clear changes, you're about to do 100 micro-edits that don't read to the listener. The audience doesn't hear your tiny automation wiggles. They hear big contrast moves. All right, let's prep the project for VIP speed. Step 0. Save a new version. File, save as, and name it something like track name VIP01. The whole point is that you can get aggressive without fear. Then, only if needed, freeze and flatten heavy synth or bass groups that are chewing CPU. But to be strategic, if your VIP is going to focus on drum changes, keep your drum MIDI editable. If it's bass resample heavy, commit the bass. You're choosing what stays flexible. Now make sure your project is grouped cleanly. You want groups like drums, bass, music, effects, and vocal or hook if you have one. Color code them. Name your clips with bar counts, like drop 132, switch 8. You're about to do arrangement surgery, and if your session looks messy, you'll make messy decisions. Now we build something that's going to feel almost like cheating. A VIP control lane. Create a new MIDI track and name it VIP control. This track doesn't make sound. It's there to hold dummy clips and automation logic for the whole song. In Ableton Live 12 you can use tools like Shaper if you have it available, but you can also do this with clip envelopes and automation lanes. The key idea is one place to control global energy. Lay down dummy clips in arrangement that match your sections. Intro, build, drop 1, switch, drop 2, outro, and on those clips, you'll automate a few big picture parameters. Think master filter movement, reverb send amount, drum bus drive, things that change energy at a section level. Here's a clean stock master chain concept you can use while you work, not as your final loudness chain. Put an auto filter on the master. Set it to a high pass, 24 dB slope. In the intro, you might sit around 150 to 250 Hz, so the low end stays out of the way for mixing. In the build, you sweep down so that right before the drop you're getting to maybe 30 to 60 Hz. That opening creates impact without just turning things up. After that, add utility for gain staging, a glue compressor doing something gentle like 2 to 1, 10 millisecond attack, release on auto, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and a limiter as safety only, not for winning a loudness war, just to prevent accidental overs. Now, before you duplicate anything, we establish our A and B contrast rules. This is how you make drop 2 different without losing the tune. Here's your mental checklist. Same, key center, core bass timbre family, and your general kit palette. Different, one or two things dominate the change. Rhythm grid, bass phrasing, texture, or structure. And the practical rule is huge. Change 2 to 3 big elements, not 12 small ones. Now we start building the VIP. And the fastest win in drum and bass is almost always drums. Step 3. VIP Drum Workflow. First, duplicate your drum system so you can create a drop 2 kit without destroying the drop 1 vibe. If you have a drum rack or a drum group, duplicate the track or the group and name them Drums Drop 1 and Drums Drop 2. In Drums Drop 2, pick one major change, not 5. One major change that reads instantly. Examples. Swap the snare to a sharper one, or layer a clap transient just for the attack. Add a ride pattern for propulsion, or bring in a break layer for grit. And use stock packs. Go into the browser, use tags, search for break, amen, funk, snare, ride, top loop. The point is not hunting for the perfect sample for an hour. It's choosing a new identity quickly. Now build a drum bus rack, stock devices only, and put it on each drum group. Make it an audio effects rack called drum bus the IP, and build three chains. Chain 1 is clean punch, a Q8 with a high pass around 25 to 30 Hz, and maybe a tiny dip in the 250 to 400 range if things are boxy. Then glue compressor, 2 to 1, fastish attack like 3 milliseconds, release auto, aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Chain 2 is crunch, parallel. Use roar if you want it darker and more characterful, or saturator if you want predictable drive. Keep the drive moderate, focus it in the mids, and then EQ after it to tame harshness around 3 to 6K. Blend this chain quietly, like 10 to 20 dB under the clean. The listener shouldn't think distortion layer. They should think, wow, the drums got meaner. Chain 3 is smash break, optional for special moments. Put redux for light down sample texture, then auto filter with a bandpass for that radio break vibe. This is not always on. This is a weapon you automate for fills or switch moments. Map macros. I want you to think like a performer. One knob per vibe. Punch, crunch, break, smash, and air as a high shelf. And remember the macro philosophy. Automate fewer things but make them obvious. Now, fills. Advanced drum and bass fills are not random. They are punctuation. Instead of throwing fills everywhere, do 8-bar punctuation. At bar 8, maybe a micro snare flam and a hat choke. At bar 16, a break chop with a tape stop illusion. At bar 32, a fake out or halftime bar. That tape stop illusion. Stock method. Take an audio fill clip, enable warp, use Complex Pro and automate the segment BPM down quickly. Or automate transposition down 12 semitones with a short fade so it doesn't click. Then add echo 1/8 or 1/16, low feedback, and an auto filter high pass sweep. It's quick, it's dramatic, it feels modern. Now let's talk bass, because a VIP drop often lives in bass phrasing, but the best workflow is resample first, arrange second. Create a new audio track called mid-bass resample. Set audio from to your bass group, post FX, so you capture the actual tone. Record 16 to 32 bars of your drop one bass phrase. Then consolidate it into clean chunks, 4 or 8 bars. You're creating VIP clay. Now you can cut, rearrange, warp, and process like a jungle editor. Now choose a bass VIP technique. I'll give you 3, all stock. Technique 1. Call and response by silence. Duplicate your bass audio into a new lane for drop 2. Then literally delete bass hits where the snare needs space. Make holes. Then create little answer hits with simpler. Drag one bass stab into simpler. One shot mode. Tighten start and end. Add fades so it's click free. Then add saturator and auto filter. Now you can do question phrase in the resample. Answer stab in simpler. That's VIP energy without changing the sound design. Technique 2. Vowel or metal shift using roar and filter automation. Put roar on the resampled bass auto. Pick a character mode that emphasizes mid harmonics. Then automate an auto filter bandpass sweep from around 300 Hz up to maybe 2.5K in a rhythm. Add corpus subtly, low mix, just to bring in throat resonance or metallic edge. This is it's the same bass but it's talking differently trick. Technique 3. VIP restretch. Warp the bass audio using texture mode. Adjust grain size. Smaller grains, more buzz. Larger grains, more smear. Add hybrid reverb. Small and short. Low mix to glue it. Then automate utility width changes in drop 2. But be disciplined. The sub stays mono, always. Which takes us to sub discipline. Don't VIP the sub too hard. Your sub is your anchor. Keep it stable. Operator or analog sign is perfect. Utility width at 0%. EQ8 low pass maybe 80 to 120 depending on your crossover. Sidechain with compressor from the kick for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Let the mids do the VIP talking. Now the part that screams second drop. VIP arrangement moves. Pick 2 to 3 moves and commit. Don't try to do every trick in one tune. Move A, an 8-bar switch section before drop 2. For 4 bars, strip it down to kick, hat, and atmos. Then bring in a break teaser for 2 bars. Final 2 bars, snare roll, riser, filter sweep. That's a proper runway into the VIP. On your atmos, keep it stock but vibey. Hybrid reverb in a hall. Long decay. Low mix. Auto filter for slow motion. Echo ping pong. Low mix. Make space feel alive, but don't wash out your transients. Move B. Fake drop. This one is a dancefloor weapon. At the start of drop 2, give them one bar of full drop, then immediately cut to silence or Atmos for half a bar to a bar, then slam into the real drop 2 with an impact. In Ableton, automate utility gain on the drums group down to negative infinity for the cut. And to make it feel expensive, automate a reverb send spike at the cut so you get a tail while the dry signal disappears. Move C, halftime insert, 4 to 8 bars, kick on 1, snare on 3, bass notes get longer, hats get sparse. Then snap back to full time with a crash and a snare flam. A good halftime insert makes the return to full time feel like it just got faster, even though your tempo didn't change. Move D, jungle edit moment, for 8 bars, let the break take over. Put a break in simpler slice mode, slice by transients, program new edits with MIDI, then glue it with glue compressor and a touch of saturator. If you need grit, use Redux on a parallel chain. And here's a pro move, lightly layer your main snare transient over the break so it still belongs to your track's identity. If you want an extra advanced variation that's subtle but devastating, try a grid flip for 8 bars, triplet hats or perks while the kick and snare stay straight, high cass it, tuck it under, and suddenly the groove feels like it tilted without rewriting the backbone. Now we polish transitions, because the IPs often fail right here. Great ideas, bad handover. First, pre-drop air gap management. Half a bar before drop 2, automate a master high pass up to around 120 Hz, then snap it back at the drop. You're not actually making it louder. You're creating the illusion of impact by removing low end right before the hit. Second, stereo discipline. Before the drop, widen Atmos. Utility width 130-160% can be cool on pads and noise. At the drop, narrow key elements. Sub is 0%. Drums mostly center, though tops can be wider. Bass mids controlled. Think 70-110%, not 200% super wide festival bass. In drum and bass, wide bass is how you lose weight and translation. Third, headroom. Drop 2 usually has more going on. That's where people accidentally destroy their mix. Keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB during production. Use utility for trimming rather than pulling random faders down everywhere. You want your balance to stay intentional. Now let's lock in a DJ-friendly arrangement template. Think in bars. Intro 16 bars. Tops. Atmos. Minimal bass hints. This audio version is shortened for playback.